You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. You like the podcast. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. I'm Eric, and this is End Time World News. Thanks for joining us, folks. If you're just joining End Time World News, we're a podcast about Christians, or for Christians and non-Christians in the world every day. And our podcast consists of just trying to find the truth out there and give you the truth, alternative news, and you make up your mind, because the mainstream media can't seem to tell the truth, nor they always put a spin on things. We don't have any agenda. We're not here to make money, although your donations are appreciated. We're here just to bring you news and information, and then you decide. And again, this podcast is for Christians and non-Christians all over the world. Let's get into today's topic, if I may. Folks, I just want you to think about this, pray about this, and know what was going on. And, so you guys can be well informed. We're living in the end times, folks. We're definitely living in the end times, and I want to speak to you about Revelation, the book of Revelation, Revelation chapter 13, and talk about verses 16 through 18, or actually 15 through 18, excuse me, folks, 15 through 18. So let's get going, and let's get into today's podcast, shall we? Okay, folks, welcome. Thanks for listening. I'm Eric, and this is End Time World News. I want to talk to you today about something that is very, very serious. I want to ask you how many people out there have given their life to Jesus Christ. If you haven't, we'll say a prayer known as a salvation prayer for you to give your life to Jesus Christ and be saved. We are living in the end time, folks. I am reading over and over and over, fortunately or unfortunately, whatever way you choose to look at it, reading about all kinds of scary things, at least for the non-believer, not necessarily for us folks that are saved and believe in God through Jesus Christ and accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord, personal Savior. But the stuff that is going on right now, the agenda, there's a couple things going on, folks. I don't want to confuse, because this podcast is going out to everybody all around the world and all countries. So I don't want to confuse everybody. So I'll try to keep this straightforward and to the point. So what's going on is that the election here, at least in the United States, the election is going on in the United States. That's Tuesday, November 5th, 2024. You have two candidates, Kamala Harris and former President Donald J. Trump, trying to be elected, or selected, I should say, as the president, next president of the United States. Well, they don't want Trump really in the White House. So they're going to do, and I've read this, I've seen this and read this over and over and over again. They don't want Trump in the White House. So I've seen Bill Gates. Everybody knows Bill Gates, even worldwide, founder of Microsoft. Bill Gates has said there's going to be at least four occurrences before the election, four traumatic things or traumatic events that's going to happen. Klaus Schwab of the WEF, or World Economic Forum, has said the same thing. There's going to be four events before the election, before this year's out. So these things going around, not to mention countries are pushing, Canada is starting to push things. See, here's how this works, folks. over in the other side of the planet here, Australia primarily, Australia, the UK, and New Zealand, these three countries are the proving grounds for the world elite, for the, you can say, Illuminati elite. I like to refer to them as the Satanist. Like I said, people call them the Illuminati. You can call them whatever you want. I just say that they're just plain Satanist, these people. And they experiment with the population. They basically experiment with humanity. New Zealand's a little tiny country out in the middle of nowhere, out in the middle of the ocean, 1,000 miles. Nobody's for 1,000 miles there. There's no one around. It's the perfect ideal, for somebody, that wants to just have a captive audience. And so that's what they do. The same thing with a little bit bigger audience in Australia. Again, it's an island country. Nobody's around for hundreds and hundreds of miles. And again, that's what they do. They just experiment on people like they're a bunch of rats. What they're doing now, and I just heard, they were mentioning every school child, children that are going to school, including every child born in the United States, is going to have the mark. So that means as a baby, if your wife is pregnant and she has a baby in 2025, they're going to give that baby the mark of the beast instantly. They're going to implant some type of microchip, microchip tattoo, etc., on that baby. This is scary. This is scary as hell, folks. Why is none of the pastors in church talking about this? Well, I can tell you why, because I've gone to very big, huge churches, here in Central Florida, all around in different parts of Central Florida, and they don't want to talk about this. Church has become, folks, entertainment. You go to church, you give a tithe and offering, they'll ask for it, one time during the sermon mostly. You give a one-time tithe and offering, or else if you keep going there every week, you'll continue to give there every Sunday when you go. And it's big business. Church has become big business, unfortunately. People don't seem to understand that. And that's the problem with churches. They become secular. The beast has infiltrated the church. The beast or Satan. I'll just speak in plain language. So some people don't know what I mean by when I say beast. I do mean Satan. That's who and what I'm talking about here. And so just going back to, like I said, this is Bill Gates making a statement, and I said,
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Seen the video right out of his own mouth, they want children as of 2025 to be marked. Any child, any baby born, you take the mark, bang, immediately. You're born with a tattoo. You're born with a mark. And how can they do this? The answer is that they want to do this because we are living in the end times. They want to depopulate or kill us all. This is the beast system, folks. Cut and dry. This is absolutely positively the beast system. And so let me refer back to Revelation and people, again, sometimes people get a little, they don't understand things. And so I'm trying to tell people what's going on here, and people just don't seem to want to understand things, and they just, I just feel sorry for the people. It talks about in the book of Revelation, chapter 13, and this is where we go here, folks. And here we go from chapter 13, the book of Revelation. And he had the power to give life unto the image of the beast, and the image of the beast should speak and cause that many would not worship the image of the beast. The beast should be killed. And if you don't worship the image of the beast, you will be killed. And he causeth, listen to this. This is chapter 13, verse 16. And here we go. And he causeth all, big, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, say he that have the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is a number of a man, and his number is 666. And what that translates to is 666. So, folks, you have to understand that beast system. They're marking people. The beast system is fully operational. They're marking people. This, I give this system right here, unless the good grace of God interrupts this, but the book of Revelation says this is going to happen no matter what. The book of Revelation says this. And because the book of Revelation says this, I believe God's word and not man. Okay. This is how this goes. Revelation says it says it's going to happen. Guess what? It's happening already. It's happening already. They've marked up people. Over in Sweden, there's different countries. Canada is starting to go to this digital ID system where you can't buy, sell, or trade. You have to have this digital ID, digital tattoo. If you do not, and it's a permanent tattoo, and you do not take this, you can't buy, sell, or trade. And let me just say on this, this is going to be a living hell. Again, why aren't pastors mentioning this? Why aren't pastors telling us about this beast system? And it is because the pastors would rather get their tithes and their offerings and have, you know, I don't mean to put anybody down, any pastor down, but all I could say is that a lot of the pastors, folks, they have free room, free board, free everything. The church pays for everything. I know pastors here in Florida and even pastors up north in Michigan. If you're a pastor, they literally, you live in the pastoral house. The church buys your house, pays for your bills, does everything for you. And so again, that's what is going on. And that's what we need to be concerned about, is this mark of the beast system and how dangerous it is and how serious we need to take this. We're living in the end days, folks. We're absolutely living in the end days. I give this system rollout generously a year and a half to 2 years. I'm thinking at the rate things are going, at the speed of light, and this is going exponentially, this will probably happen in a year and a half or less. That's where we stand, folks. This is scary. Please pray. This is very, very, very scary, folks. Now, if you haven't given your life to Jesus Christ and asked him to come into your life, it's that time right now. If you want to be saved, we're running out of time, folks. I cannot stress this enough. The beast system is here. To be honest, folks, you know, I'm not a pastor. I'm not anyone special. I'm just a guy, a very hardworking guy that goes to work, comes home just like you, 5, sometimes 6 days a week or more, goes to work, comes home. And I'm just trying to spread the word of God, the news and the word of God of what's going on in the world. And this is the end, folks. We are in the end times, and I'm not. If this is scary to you, I apologize. But everybody needs a wake up call. Everybody needs to hear this. And if you've not given your life to Jesus Christ and invited Jesus into your life right now, this is the opportunity. So please repeat after me and say this prayer if you'd like to do this. If you'd like to receive the gift God has for you today, say this prayer with your heart and your lips out loud. Here we go. Dear Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me of my sin. Wash me and cleanse me. Set me free. Thank you that you died for me. I believe you are risen from the dead and that you're coming back again for me. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Give me a passion for the lost, a hunger for the things of God, and a holy boldness to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. I am saved. I am born again. I am forgiven. I'm on my way to heaven because I have Jesus in my heart. God bless you and thank you. If you said that prayer, you are saved. God bless you, folks. Please write to us if you have any questions. Go to endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. Sometimes I forget to give out the email address, and I do apologize because I'm so focused and intent and intensely focused on trying to get out the word of God, folks. And I thank you so much for listening to this podcast. God bless you. I'm Eric Erb, and this is End Time World News. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. Be well, be safe. But most importantly, folks, God bless you for listening to this podcast. That's it for now. Take care. Bye for now.